This is Medrash Tanhuma Parshat Vayishlach, entitled The Tragic Consequences of Not Hearing God's Messages. As we all know, this parsha is full of trials and tribulations. Yaakov is up against the Malach of Esav, and then confronts Esav himself, and then there's tragedy with Dinah, and then his wife dies. The Medrash says something very, very perplexing. He says that all these things happened for a reason, because they were messages from God to fulfill the pledge that he made that he did not fulfill. If you remember, in last week's Parsha, after the dream sequence with the angels going up and down the ladder, so there was a neder that Yaakov made. I'll read you the pasuk. Vayider Yaakov neder lemor miyeh elokim imadi, shmarani bederach hazeh asher anochi holech, nasani lechem lechol begid lubosh v'shavti b'shalom al beis avi, v'yeli l'elokim, v'heven hazot asher samti mitzeva, yeh beit elokim, v'chol asher yitein li, aser tasven olach. So Yaakov could have fulfilled this right after he left the house of Lavan. And, you know, this neder was about sustenance and protection. And if you look at the story of last week's Parsha, there certainly was sustenance and protection because Lavan, you know, didn't want to pay Yaakov. And finally Hashem made this miracle with the spotted sheets, with his spotted sheep. And he got a great wealth. And Lavan came to do harm to Yaakov. But God came to Lavan in a dream and protected him. So he got the sustenance and protection. Now the Midrash starts out saying there are three things that if a person does these, his ledger is open, his pinkas is open. You might think these are going to be three things that are, you know, high crimes like murder, adultery. But no, these three things are walking alone, perhaps in a dangerous place, going into a dilapidated building and making a neder and not fulfilling your neder. So what are these three things about? Well, the first two seem to be about having a presumptuous relationship with God, that you can put yourself in danger going in a dilapidated building or on a road by yourself. You know, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Lolom al yamod adab makom sakana lomar osim lo nes, shema en osim lo nes. Don't put yourself in a dangerous situation and assume that you're going to get a miracle happen for you, because you very well may not get a miracle happening for you. So there is a certain presumptuous about those two things. What about the neder? Well, there's a presumptuous about that too, that you don't have to pay on time, or you don't have to pay at all what you've pledged to God. And of course, there's also a question of hakarat hatov. If you're asking Hashem for something specific and Hashem comes through for you and you don't acknowledge that, there's a problem with hakarat hatov. Now, of course, this is difficult, because we're talking about, you're talking about Yaakov Avinu, who said, Katonti mikol chasidim. He was a God-focused person who always, you know, worried about maybe he transgressed something and he didn't deserve all the goodnesses that Hashem was giving him. So it's hard to believe that he didn't fulfill his neder. And of course, we also have the pasuk, Titein emes Yaakov v'chesed l'Avraham, Hashem etbatzel l'avosechem mimei kedem, right? Just like Avram stood for chesed, Yaakov stands for MS. So could a man of MS not have done this? Okay, so the question is, and take this pasuk instead of perhaps being intimidated by it, let's be inspired by it. Let's look at that and say, okay, each of our vote gave us very important lessons that we have to take into our life. Avram taught us about chesed, let's live chesed. And Yaakov taught us about MS, let's live MS in every form. And one of those forms is that although we may not be making a neder with God's name, like Yaakov did, but we too are asking for sustenance, and we too are asking for protection all the time. And do we really look through the routine of our daily lives and look around and say, has Hashem come through for us? Is Hashem giving us sustenance? Is Hashem protecting us? If so, are we acknowledging it? The Medrash is accusing Yaakov of missing the messages. Are we missing the messages? Let's make sure we're not. And let's make sure we do acknowledge all the goodness that Hashem gives to us. Have a great Shabbos.